Hello, and welcome to Delta Delights. We'll begin our practice today by sitting cross-legged on our mat in what we call Sukhasana, taking a moment to feel grounded through the sitting bones, through the tailbone. As we lift tall through the spine, out the crown of the head, skyward, we'll close our eyes as we settle more firmly into Sukhasana. Breathing into this long lengthening of the spine here, grounding yet lifting. We'll soften the belly, softening the sides of the body. Begin to become aware of your breath in the back of the body. In the sides of our body, in the belly, and in the slight lifting of the chest. Allow yourself time to take full and complete inhales and complete exhales. Here in our practice today, there is no rush. This is our time to find well-being, to find peacefulness. So give yourself permission to do just that, to be right here in the moment in your practice. Finding a sense of wholeness and balance. So each breath we take into the body, feel as if we're bringing in that well-being, that wholeness and harmony. With each breath you exhale, feel a release of tension, of anxieties, of anything we're holding on to that doesn't serve us well and being complete, and being a whole person. So we'll take a few more breath cycles here. Let's take one last breath cycle, inhaling deeply and slowly, and exhale. So for our practice today, we'll be working on chest openings and gentle back bends, just to rejuvenate the spine, to help rejuvenate the spirit and the body as well. So to begin, let's simply find some release through the neck by tucking the chin down towards the chest for a nice stretch in the back of the neck. Relax the jaw and breathe. Let's bring the chin level again, this time tucking the right ear towards the right shoulder, letting the shoulder fall down, not bringing the shoulder up to meet the ear. Left ear reaches to the sky. And we're going to take that left hand and gently reach down towards the earth on that side. Just a gentle extension, not overreaching, to bring that stretch down into the shoulder, finding deeper release. Bring that hand in, slowly bring the head up. We'll do the same on the other side. Left ear falling towards the left shoulder, right ear reaching to the sky, feeling that first initial stretch and release of the neck. And then we'll slowly begin to extend that right hand toward the earth. Maybe the fingertips lightly touch the earth. We'll stay there and breathe. Be aware of what thoughts come to mind. Acknowledge those thoughts, but let them go. Bring our awareness back to the breath and to the sensation of breathing here. Anchoring ourselves fully in the present moment. Let go and allow for this practice. Slowly we'll come up, bringing the head back to neutral. And let's find a gentle spinal twist. We're going to take the right hand, place it to the center behind us. Left hand resting to the right knee. We'll inhale, elongating the spine. And as we exhale, begin to make your way into your spinal twist. Perhaps go halfway in as we turn to the side. Take a few gentle breaths here, allowing for that softness of the belly, of the sides of the body, of the breath. Check that spine for length. We'll inhale again, and perhaps deepen into that twist even more, if that's there for you today. Taking the head as far back as is comfortable. Again, never overextending, never overreaching. Let's take one more inhale. And as we exhale, we'll unwind forward back to center. We'll do the same on the other side this time. Left hand at the center back. Right hand to left knee. Let's take our lengthening inhale, spine long. And as we exhale, we'll start to make our way into our twist, only going halfway at first. Extend through the crown of the head, skyward. Grounding through the hips, downward. Feel that lengthening of the spine. Let's inhale. As we exhale, we'll deepen into our twist. Just a tad, just a little bit. Refining. I like to think of yoga as a process, an ongoing, continual process of refinement of our bodies, of our spirits, just making a better you. We'll take one last inhale here. And exhale, unwind forward. From here, we're going to place our hands behind our backs to the floor behind us and start to walk the hands back. We're going to lift through the heart center towards the sky, gaze skyward, just for a gentle beginning chest opening. So just leaning back into the hands. Let's go ahead and come forward from here. We're going to open the side bodies now. So reach both hands towards the earth, sitting tall, maybe fingertips lightly to the earth. Palms upward, let's reach to the sky, inhaling, extending tall through the upper body. And as we exhale, let's lean it over to the right side of us, right hand lowering to the earth, left hand reaching to the sky or past center line. From here, channeling the breath into that left side body, the rib cage is fanning out, we're breathing into that space that we've created here, stretching the side body, allowing for opening with the breath alone. Just by breathing, we're stretching the muscles out. be fully aware of how the breath feels and flows into that side body. On our next inhale, palms will meet overhead. Let's take that to the other side. Exhale, left hand to the earth, right hand reaches to the sky for side body stretch on the opposite side. Taking a moment to get settled here. Breathing into that right side body fully and completely. Dedicate yourself fully to that breath. Let's inhale, palms overhead, and exhale. Let the hands sink to heart center, palms together. Good. So now we're going to come into hands and knees, finding all fours, positioning hands and wrists right under the shoulders, knees under the hips. And before we start our cat-cow flow here to unleash any tightness through the spine, first of all, we're going to concentrate on an extension and lengthening of the spine. So here in our all fours position, we'll take the gaze to the floor. We're going to extend straight forward in front of us through the crown of the head. We'll extend through the tailbone and sitting bones to the wall right behind us. So feel this pull of opposites along the spine here as we simply elongate. We're going to activate the belly, draw the belly in towards the spine here. Be sure that we're pressing into the hands, lifting up out of the shoulders, not in a rigid way, not propping or locking the shoulders. Elbows are soft, but we're lifting. We're not sagging into the shoulders, but we're lifting and sort of growing up out of the hands. Simply breathe right here in the state of extension, spinal extension, activation of the core, and activation of the shoulders. And we'll begin our flow. As we inhale, we'll bring the heart forward, tailbone lifting, gaze forward for our cow pose. And as we exhale, chin, tailbone tucks under, rounding through the back for cat pose. Inhaling again, cow pose, broaden that chest bone forward. Exhale, broaden the back between the shoulder blades in our cat pose. Continue your flow in this way, flowing at your own perfect pace with the rhythm of your breath today. So being fully aware of the breath, always aware of the breath. Feel the tilt and the tuck of the tailbone. Feel the rolling of the spine, dipping and rolling. Feel the shoulders loosening. We'll do one more of each. After your last cat pose, we'll take the hips to the heels for our child's pose. So you can take the knees wide, big toes together, hands will extend forward if that's comfortable for your shoulders. This is extended child's pose. Feel that grounding of the hips to the heels. Let your forehead rest on the mat, on the floor, allowing the neck to relax and be supported. The mind is calm here. The breath is full in the back body. So see if you can feel your breath in the low back, in the mid back, and the upper back. Feel a sense of grounding here, of completeness. Let's take one last breath here. All right. So with hands extended forward as far as they'll go, we'll walk the knees back up under, you know, hip width apart. And we're going to shift our way forward. We should automatically find ourselves in a kneeling plank positioning with the shoulders over the wrist, knees behind the hips, in a kneeling plank position. So from here, we're going to inhale. As we exhale, we're going to control this descent as we slowly, slowly ease the belly down to the floor. Tuck the elbows into the sides of the body and come on down slowly until the belly's on the floor. From here, let's come into a cobra. So we're going to press lightly into the hands and start to lift the heart forward. Or if you wish, you can press more so into the hands, finding a full cobra pose as we press the heart forward, lifting the chest away from the floor. So baby or full cobra, whichever you prefer today. Tucking the shoulders down the back. We're just going to hold this cobra. One more breath. All right, lower down. We'll press ourselves back up and return to child's pose. Let's do that one more time. Again, inhaling forward to your kneeling plank position. Exhale down slowly with control. Elbows tucked into the ribs, down to the belly. On your next inhale, find your cobra. We're holding here two breaths. Heart forward, shoulders back. Lowering down to the floor, releasing out of that, pressing ourselves back up, and returning to child's pose. Let's take one more breath. All right. Easing our way back to all fours. From here, we're going to step the right foot forward and find a kneeling lunge position. We're going to rest both hands. So interlace your fingers and rest the hands right on that right thigh. We're going to let the top of the back foot come to the floor. Unless there's pressure on your knee, you can tuck your toes under. And from here, we're going to find just a kneeling lunge position. If you'd like to open that left front hip, that hip flexor there, you can wiggle the right toes forward a little bit, leaning the hips into that. So a little bit of hip opening here today as well. Remind the shoulders to relax down the back. So feeling grounded here, grounding strongly through that front foot. This may pose a little bit of a balance challenge for some people. So really concentrate on firmly grounding through that front foot, lifting through your core, always upward lifting. All right, so let's throw a little chest opening in here, add a little more challenge to our balance. We're going to release the hands, bring them together behind our back. Again, interlacing the fingers or just grabbing some fingers or the wrist, depending on how open your shoulders are. And we're going to come into a chest opening here. So start to Lift, lift through that heart center towards the sky. Hands, shoulders easing down the back. You feel your shoulder blades hug together, hugging that spinal cord. And we are lifting through that chest bone, gazing to the sky, just taking a variation on our kneeling lunge. Breathe into that open space you feel here from across your chest, from shoulder to shoulder. Breathe into that space. Let's release forward. Go ahead and return both hands to the earth. We're going to let that right foot just wiggle it out. Come back to child's pose. Neutralize the hips before we take it to the other side. So take it back to your child's pose, either hands extended or crossed under your forehead. Take two breaths here. Making our way back to all fours. Now we'll try the same on the other side. Left foot stepping forward, taking a moment to settle into your kneeling lunge, finding stability and balance. Hands locked together right on that thigh, right at the knee, or right above the knee. And again, if you'd like to open up the right hip flexor, we're going to wiggle the left toes forward a bit so the hips can lean into this and offer more opening for the other hip. And again, that back foot, top of the foot is to the floor. Encourage those shoulder blades to ease down the back. Lift long through the neck, through the crown, and breathe. Let's take it into our chest opening now. Releasing the hands, we'll lock them together behind the back, interlacing fingers. Engage the core, and we're going to lift through the chest bone as we open our hearts to the sky. Again, feeling the shoulders hugging that spinal column. So we'll get comfortable in our chest expansion. Let the jaw relax. And breathe into that open space we've created. One more breath. Hands to the floor. We're releasing ourselves out. Returning to child's pose. Neutralize the hips. Let the shoulders ease forward. Maybe even letting the hands rest beside us. And perhaps turning the head to one side. Let the shoulders ease off the back, away from the spine. Let the shoulders be heavy here. Let's take one more breath. Making our way back to all fours. From here, we will tuck our toes under and bring the hips to the heels, walk the hands in. We're going to stand up on our knees, hips over knees, making our way to camel pose. So for camel pose, three options here. If you are nursing a tender or sensitive low back, take the first option only. If you'd like to, if you feel open, you can take the second and third options. So for our cobra pose, again, we're going to bring our hands together behind our back, except we're going to make soft fist. We're going to rest the fist on either side of the sacrum. So that bony part of the low back, we're going to rest the fist there. Go ahead and bring your elbows on around behind us. Feel the shoulder blades once more. Hug the spinal column and start to lift through your heart center. Abdominal muscles are engaged here. We're going to need those to help us come up out of this in a healthy way. So once more, gazing to the sky, lifting through the heart. Hips are going to press forward not in a rigid way, but just remaining forward so we get the most out of this chest opening and gentle back bend. So you can stay here if you'd like. You can come to half cobra by releasing left hand to the left heel and slowly reaching right hand to the sky for half cobra. If you'd like, go ahead and proceed to full cobra without twisting the spine. Go ahead and release that right hand down, both hands to both heels, going a little deeper into your cobra pose, hips pressing forward, gazing to the sky. Try not to allow the head to sag back. We're going to keep the neck active. Gaze to the sky and breathe. So we'll come out of this, engage those abdominal muscles, hands to the back to help bring us up out of this, giving support to the back. We'll come forward to child's pose as a counter pose to that heart opening. And again, if you'd like, crisscross the hands under the forehead and just kind of tuck yourself into a little ball here into your child's pose. So our heart openings and back bends are very rejuvenating for the spine. Often we tend to tuck ourselves forward, collapsing the spine, sort of tucking into our chest, especially if we're stressed or a lot of us have jobs in this position. So we always want to remind ourselves to help open the chest, try to reverse that curving of the thoracic spine as we, you know, help to open that chest and allow for deeper, more efficient breathing. So we'll stay here one last breath in our child's pose. All right. Let's come forward to all fours. From here, tucking those toes under, we will make our way to our first downward facing dog. Hands are shoulder width apart, feet hip width apart. And we will splay those fingers wide, middle fingers pointed forward. And feel your pressing into each fingertip, into each finger in the palm of the hand as you shift and lift the hips up and back away from the hands. Feel that extension again along the spine, out the tailbone at a diagonal line as you extend. Knees can be slightly bent or deeply bent, depends on where you want to feel the stretch here in your downward facing dog. Feel free to walk the feet out, just pedal the feet out, lifting one heel as you lower the other, just to bring a stretch down into the calf muscles. And as we're here in our down dog, feel free to explore. I like to say, you know, feel the aliveness of your pose. We never want to feel rigid or stale in our pose, like we're just propping ourselves up and just staying there in one position, static. So breathe. Feel free to find some subtle, gentle movement in your downward facing dog. Feel alive in your pose. Let your body and muscles sing in this pose. All right. Both heels softening towards the floor. We're going to start to walk our feet in toward our hands, finding forward fold at the top of our mats. Knees can be deeply bent here, again, depending on how tight the back body is. And we're just going to hang out here for just a second in our forward fold. Neck will be relaxed. Arms hanging slack out of the shoulder joint. Let the arms be heavy. Let the top of the head find the floor. Just falling towards the floor. As we allow for some decompression of the spine, of the neck. And take all the weight into the legs and into the feet. Let the upper body be completely relaxed. Completely heavy here. All right. So on our next inhale, we're going to find a half lift. So inhale, lifting halfway up. You can prop your hands on your thighs if you'd like, or just lift through the core. And we'll exhale, releasing once more to our forward fold. We're going to do that twice more. Inhaling, half lift, head slightly higher than the heart. You can gaze forward. Exhale and release. We'll do that once more. Half lift. And exhale, release. We'll bend the knees deeply here, maybe belly to the thighs even. We're going to take a very slow spinal roll up to standing. So arms and head are going to be completely relaxed here. And vertebrae by vertebrae, we're going to slowly, slowly roll our way up to standing. Take your time with this. Articulate the spine as we slowly roll our way to standing. So the shoulders will be last. The head would be the very last to come up into our standing position. And once you arrive at the top, we'll shrug the shoulders out a few times. All right. So interlace the hands behind the back. Standing chest expansion here. So we'll lift through the heart center towards the sky, gazing upwards. Let the elbows be slightly bent, hands down the back, shoulder blades squeezing together and down the back. Pressing through the feet, lifting upward through the crown of the head, through the heart center. We'll take one more breath here. As we exhale, softly bend the knees. We're going to hinge forward at the hip. Keep the hands interlaced. We're going to take a forward fold with this chest expansion. Easing our way down to forward fold. And just trying to bring the hands as far over the shoulders as we can. For some of us, the hands may be slightly off the back. For others, our hands may come over the shoulders or over the head even. So breathe right there. Release those hands forward. Let's take a half lift on our inhale, heart forward. Exhale, release to forward fold. We're going to reach the hands out and up, palms up. Inhale all the way back to standing, reaching the hands overhead, tall extension. And exhale, sink those hands to heart center. Let's try a balancing pose here, dancer's pose. So we'll begin on our right foot as our standing foot. Take a moment to feel grounded through the feet. So feel a connection, a grounding from the mound of the big toe to the outer heel. Feel the mound of the small toe to the inner heel. And feel your weight evenly distributed across that foot. You may have to step off your mat onto more firm ground to give yourself a little more stability. And once we feel that grounding here, we're going to start first with knee to chest. So we're going to bring that left knee into the chest for standing knee to chest. So wrap our hands around the shin. Standing here, again, testing that balance and stability. Feels as if you're pressing a foot downward into the earth, growing up out of that foot, out of that leg. All right, so with your left hand, let it slide towards your ankle, and we're going to release that foot, keep hold of that ankle, and let it come around behind us as we bring that leg in behind us. So first of all, we're just going to come into a little quad stretch by squeezing the foot in toward that buttock a little bit. Again, find your grounding after this transition. All right. So if you're more advanced in your dancer's pose, you can go ahead and shift your hand to the inner ankle, to the inside of the foot there, before we transition to full dancer's pose. So all we're going to do here is start to pull the foot away from the body here. We're going to hinge forward at the hip crease, reach that right hand forward. So very slowly transition here. So the more we draw that foot away from the body, we're opening the shoulder, opening the heart forward, and finding this nice, juicy little back bend and heart opening. Stay here and breathe. side, and slowly we'll begin to come out of that, releasing. Come back to standing, and we'll do the same on the opposite side. So now we're on our left foot as our standing foot. Take a moment to build a firm foundation in your standing pose. Feel your foot pressing evenly, strongly into the earth as we lift up out of that foot. And this time, right knee comes in for standing knee to chest. Just testing our balance and stability first of all. Hands can be wrapped around the knee or shin. All right. Right hand slides down to the ankle. Go ahead and release that foot back behind us, keeping hold of that ankle. And again, if you'd like to, you can just go ahead and wiggle your hand, positioning it to the inside of the ankle. All right. So when you're ready, beginning to progress even more so into your full dancer's pose, hinging at the hip, reaching the left hand forward as we deepen into that dancer's pose. Again, drawing the foot away from the body, taking the hand, taking the shoulder with it, opening on that side, chest opens forward, and breathing with it. And if we fall out of our pose, go back to the start, rebuild your foundation, and try again. This is all a journey. We're all in the same place in our lives. We're always just enjoying the journey, enjoying the moment. We're here for one last breath. And release back to standing. Good. So we're going to find our mountain pose here on our mats, at the top of our mats, standing firmly in the feet, extending tall through the body, hands down by our sides. So just feeling the power, the quiet power of our mountain pose, Tadasana. Extending tall through the crown of the head, grounding through the feet. All right, as we inhale, palms out and up, as we reach overhead, exhale, let's take it down to forward fold, swan dive your way down, long straight spine, thighs engaged, take it down to forward fold. Taking a half lift here, inhale, head a little bit higher than the heart here, ease the shoulders down towards the waist, and exhale, release to your forward fold. Let's walk those feet back, finding our downward facing dog once more. Feel free to walk the feet out more if you feel tightness there still in the legs. Feel your breath in all the different areas of the body here in our downward facing dog. Go ahead and come on down to all fours. And from here, we're going to take our seats, bringing our feet around in front of us. Now let's just find a seated forward fold here. We're going to just sit in staff position, both legs extended in front of us, feet softly flexed and active. Grounding through the sitting bones. Let's bring our hands down alongside our body, down, just reaching down to the floor. Let's inhale, reach the hands out and up, extension through that top body, lengthening the spine. As we exhale, hinge forward at the hip crease and reach out over those extended legs. Paschimottanasana for our full forward fold. So keeping the heart reaching forward, hands can rest anywhere along the way. To relax, to add some structure. It can be to the floor, to the ankles, to the feet, just wherever you're comfortable. Find your bliss here in our forward fold. If that sensation in the back of the legs is too intense, soften the knees, bring them away from the floor a little bit. And remember, remember to breathe. Breathing into that back body. Feel the back body expand with each breath. And feel the body, or feel the breath leave the body. Feel everything kind of come back in, the sides of the body, the back itself kind of condensing down as we exhale. Let's do that again. Nice full inhale. And then exhale. We'll start to walk the hands back in, just back to our seated position. We're going to scoot a little bit forward and make our way down onto our back. So slowly rolling our way onto our backs. Let's bring those knees into the chest for knees to chest. Hands can wrap around the shins. We're just going to rock a little bit from side to side. Very gentle rocking side to side. Let's bring those feet to the floor. Hands alongside the body, going into bridge flows. So we'll walk the feet in a little bit more towards the pelvis. Feet and knees are hip width apart, activating the inner thighs as we lift the hips here. So as we inhale, we're going to start with the tailbone first, lifting off the mat, slowly lifting the hips to the sky, shifting the weight into the shoulders a little bit. And as we exhale, we release vertebrae by vertebrae until the spine comes back to the floor. And that is our flow. Inhaling each time as we lift the hips slowly to the sky, keeping the throat open, neck relaxed. And exhale each time as you release. So continue your flow here, just at the pace of your own breath. And on your last bridge, as you arrive at the top of your last bridge, we're going to hold it there. So maybe walk your feet in a little bit more to your pelvis, get some height there. You can walk your shoulder blades underneath the body, kind of shimmy them under, interlace your fingers underneath the hips, and just finding a chest expansion here in your bridge pose. So soften your belly, breathe fully into that belly. We'll take one more breath cycle here. Release the hands, release the shoulders, release the spine slowly as we come out of bridge pose. Bring the knees into the chest. Rocking our way out as you need. Let's bring the feet to the floor once more. Go ahead and extend them on out. We're going to come into our relaxation shavasana from here. If you're feeling a little tender in the low back, perhaps rest right here at the feet to the floor, knees up. Otherwise, extend the legs out. Feel free. Don't be shy about creating some space around you. Toes dipping out to the sides of the body. Hands along the sides of the body and out away from the body. So just finding a little bit of symmetry in the body, making sure the hands and the feet are about the same distance away from the midline of the body. We're going to lift the head off the floor, lengthen through the neck slightly, and then rest the head back on the floor again so that the chin is pointed straight to the sky. Our throat is relaxed and open. Let's take a full inhale. As we exhale, I want you to sigh it out. Just very audible. Let's do that again. Inhaling fully. And on that exhale, let go of any remaining tensions. All right, so let's come into an easy, effortless breath, closing our eyes. Once more, giving ourselves permission to be right here in this moment of stillness, of quiet, relaxation, and renewal. So allow your body to relax down into the floor. Feel the support of the floor underneath the body. With each breath we take, we feel more and more relaxed, more calm, more whole. We'll take one more full breath here. Take your time. And start to wiggle the fingers and the toes as we come back into more awareness. Let's take a full body stretch here. Just reach the arms overhead as we inhale. We're going to lengthen the body, stretching through the fingertips, maybe even point the toes, softly contracting the muscles. And let's exhale, release. Go ahead and bring those knees into the chest for knee to chest one last time. From here, we're going to roll over to a side lying position. We're going to remain there for a few breaths. Again, for a counter pose for all those chest openings, maybe curl more so into your body, tight little ball here on our sides. So we'll bring the hands to the earth. Just start to walk the hands in, making our way up to our seated position of Sukhasana. Take your time. Once more in our cross leg position, let's rest our hands to our knees, grounding downward, lifting upward through the crown, grounding through the sit bones, eyes closed. So getting a sense of how we feel here in this moment after our practice, feeling our energy body, feeling that integration of mind, body, and spirit. So we'll bring our hands together at heart center. And thank you for joining me today for your practice. Namaste.